back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open. 844-967-2789. Just as a personal note, a very great man passed away in the last several days, Hank Aaron. And I met Hank Aaron, knew him very briefly. In 1996, I was involved in the mayoral campaign of Dick Artisan, sheriff of Milwaukee, who was running for mayor, a friend of mine, very, very good man. Hank Aaron was a friend of his, and Frank Aaron showed up at a fundraiser, headlined a fundraiser, was autographing baseballs. And I have a small box of Hank Aaron baseballs. Gave one to my nephew, a few others. And but, you know, I'm going to tell you something as in witness to him. I met a lot of people, and some good, some bad, and with demeanor. I have never met anyone with greater personal dignity and greater that I was, I think, more impressed with as far as his personal characteristics of dignity, humility, modesty, and ability as Hank Aaron. When you look at his background, many people don't know this. He started out in minor league ball in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And of course, Wisconsin is much better, was much better back in the early 50s for an African-American ball player than somewhere in the South would have been. And so he stayed in a rooming house. But I remember what he did. He spoke. And what he did was he'd go to practice or play the games or whatever, and then go home and go to his room, did not go into town in Eau Claire. And I don't know if it was because of his experience in Alabama or what he feared or whether people are good in Wisconsin, but back then racial relations were different, but he did not feel that he could go out. Could not feel that he could go out. He'd sit in his rooming house, have a meal in his rooming house, then sleep, get up and play baseball. And that was his life. Remember something that Jackie Robinson, you know, there were the old Negro leagues back in the 30s and the 40s. And when they started to sign African-American players, Hank Aaron wasn't the first, but it was fairly early in the game. And, you know, the buses, they drive around the South. They weren't allowed to stay in hotels as their teammates were. And then their teammates would say, well, we're going to stay with him. And they'd stick up for him. Nobody remembers this stuff anymore, but I'm just bearing witness. I met him. I met Hank Aaron. Saw him for an evening, spoke to him privately a little bit, but basically watching him, I have never met someone with greater personal dignity, reserve, modesty, humility, and ability than Hank Aaron. It was a tremendous loss that he died. He was elderly. He had a very fine life. Broke Babe Ruth's record. Babe Ruth's record was 714 home runs, and Hank Aaron beat it and went on. And then that was subsequently, I think it was Barry Bonds, and then this one and that one. But Hank Aaron has passed away. And I was the better, frankly, for having met him, just so you know. Now, I have touted what looks like a piece of bipartisan litigation, strike that legislation, that I think is useful, which is this expungement and at least commutation of criminal convictions that are nonviolent, even for people over the age of 25. And it can be expungement if they're out, but they're having a hard time finding jobs because there's a felony record, felony on their record. They can't find work. I'd like to see extended to people still incarcerated for excessive sentences. Governor Evers has set up a pardon board, which I'm sure is looking at commutations as well as pardons. But the point is that the more of that we can do, the better. And the more that we can do on a bipartisan basis, the better. Because you're keeping people, good people, out of the workforce who made a mistake. And if they're nonviolent, there's absolutely no reason not to let them do it. However, there's something that they're, well, we're going to the lines. Victor of Madison, my friend. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind today, Victor?
I still have a Hank Aaron notebook from the early 70s.
Good for you. And, good man. Good for you.
And I still have a Paul Soglin lawn sign and buttons. So let's reelect Paul Soglin if he feels like being Madison Mayer again.
You and I are on the same page, Victor.
He knows Madison. He knows Madison like the back of his hand. So, you know, so.
Yeah, he's impressed me more than most politicians I met, Paul Soglin. I remember, I think it was in the late 60s, he was leading demonstrations against the Vietnam War. And when I was in law school from 72 to 75 over there, I think he got elected mayor the first time. And I forget if he ran against Bill Dyke or who he ran against. And he was elected all those times. And then he'd take a break and he'd come back and take a break. But I'll just tell you this, Paul Soglin, I think, was the best mayor Madison's ever had. He's one of the great mayors in the history of the state. The thing about him was, you know, you want progressive. Yeah, he was progressive, but he could cut through it. He could get things done, and he wasn't nuts about it. And he's a strong administrator. People liked him. He was a good speaker, good man. So I wish he'd come back. I mean, he's no spring chicken. He's no spring chicken. I suspect he's my age, maybe a little older. That's not too old. He could absolutely come back. And who knows if he will, but Victor, do not throw away your sign. Do not throw away your sign. And don't throw away your memories of Hank Aaron. Victor, thank you very much for calling in.
I'll start wearing the button again.
Yeah, start wearing the button again. You're hearing it here. Okay. You're hearing it here. Excellent, excellent mayor. One of the best, good man, excellent mayor. So the other thing that's pending in the legislature that's not so good, the Republicans want to get rid of the mask mandate. The mask mandate, it's the only thing in effect right now that protects us from the COVID. And they all say, masks, you know, it's what is this, Trump stuff? They want to get rid of the mask mandate. And they're doing it by resolution because they say that the governor can't veto a resolution. If I were the governor, I'd tell him to jump in the lake. This is a new emergency. It's not a continuation of an old emergency. It's a new emergency. He absolutely can do it. Let it go to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. I don't know what Hagedorn will do. I don't know what Hagedorn will do. Hagedorn has already done enough by doing the good stuff he's done, certifying the vote in Wisconsin as the Constitution requires and the law, not throwing people off the voter rolls as the law required that he not do, and having people not on the ballot who didn't follow the rules. The rules said they're supposed to file by 5 o'clock, Kanye West. He didn't file by 5 o'clock. Hey, there's no mercy rule. There's no mulligans. That's not what the law says. And Hagedorn saw that, so he's a good man. But he may, I don't know what he's going to do in the mask rule, but it does seem to me that that's a different thing, much lesser than the business of certifying the vote. Anyway, who knows what he's going to do? Who knows what he's going to do? One final piece of news. Trump has hired a lawyer. Butch is his name. Butch, that's his name. Butch Bowers of South Carolina. Wormwood. Crooked Lindsey Graham suggests. I don't know if Butch Bowers, you know, I don't think he knows where the Senate chamber is. Good luck, Butch Bowers. Coming to the end of the show. Back same time, same place tomorrow. Plenty of great programming on Devil Radio today. Syndicated programming. Tom and Crute, Devil's Advocate. Earl Ingram, Robinson, the whole schmear. Great Saturday program. Pizza Box Mike, Outside the Pizza Box, all the rest. But Matt Flynn tomorrow is signing off. I'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place.